another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. It seems the wonderful white-winged warrior has a reporter accompanying him these days on his high-flying, crime-fighting weekend foray.
Oh, my goodness, but this is fascinating. What is that down there?
Where?
There, see, it looks like a big mirror.
Oh, that's the pond in the old Midland City campgrounds.
Oh, this is so thrilling. And what's that down there?
Listen, if you don't mind, I'd rather not look down so much.
This is so unbelievably fascinating. How high are we?
Pretty high.
How high would you say?
Look, could we change the subject?
We must be at least 10,000 feet.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me
no,
to Herald
I'm sure
Square.
We're flying even higher than that.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Because all those cars down there look like little ants. Well, look at them.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Would you say?
I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, my goodness, I'm sorry. Anything I can do to help way up here?
Yes, shut up.
Listen, maybe if I cover your eyes with my hands, you wouldn't see where you are, and then you wouldn't feel so funny.
Okay.
You feeling better?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry this happened.
I'd appreciate you not printing any of this.
Of course not. Hey, what's that ahead of us?
What does it look like?
Well, I can't really tell from here.
What color is it?
Well, it looks kind of silver.
Coming in our direction?
Yes.
You want to take your hands off my eyes?
Oh, my goodness, what is it, Winged Warrior?
Just take your hands off my eyes.
Oh, Winged Warrior, do something.
I will.
Do something.
Just take your hands off my eyes, and I'll do... Take your hands off my eyes!
Do you know what that was, Winged Warrior? That was a big jet aeroplane.
Tell me something.
Yes?
Were you wearing a costume like mine when we left the ground with wings and everything?
No, and I'll tell you something else.
What?
You were wearing something, weren't you?
Yes. So long.
Well, is this the end of our hero? Fortunately, nay, for there lies directly beneath him the placid, softly rippling waters of a gentle sun-kissed pond, ready to embrace him with currents of cushioning...